following is a presentation of Emmanuel Covenant Church, located in South Surrey, British Columbia. To learn more, please visit us online at emmanuelcovenant.ca.
And welcome to Emmanuel Covenant Church. My name is Eric Hedberg, and I have the privilege and the joy of being the pastor here at Emmanuel. And I am so glad that you are here worshiping with us this morning. And it's good to be back with you. Erica and I had a really great trip down to Fresno, California for U.S. Thanksgiving last week. It's like just one of the best parts about moving to Canada is we get two Thanksgivings now. It's like the best kept secret. But we had really good time with family. We ate lots of delicious turkey and spent some just nice quality time in the car together. In a season that is crazy and often has Erica and I running a million different directions, it was nice to be forced to sit next to each other for, 32 hours of driving. But it was really good. And Posey, of course. But it's good to be back home. And home, finally, for the beginning of Advent. For years, we're away or in the car on the way back on the first Sunday of Advent, which kind of is a little disappointing to me because I really like Advent. I love this season. I like getting to explore the themes and the messages that the season of Advent brings our way. And this year, our overarching theme is What Child Is This? So it's a Christmas song that we all know well, probably very well. But it's a question that we'll look to answer that will add a ton of meaning and depth to our celebration of Advent this year. We're going to see videos, like we saw already this morning, of a number of characters that we meet in the Bible surrounding the birth of Christ. And this morning, that character was a shepherd. And he talked about this idea of being awake. And that's a good word for us as we begin the season of Advent, being awake. So let me pray for us as we enter into this Advent season together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your inviting us into this Advent season, the season of waiting and expectation and anticipation. Journey with us, Lord God, as we enter the story of the sending of your Son, Jesus, the Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us. And we pray this in his name. Amen. We've already read it once, and we heard it read last night, but I don't think we can ever read this enough. So I'm going to begin by reading again for us Luke 2, verses 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. think this is a really great place to start with the shepherds. I love reading about and imagining the shepherds in this place. And you can just feel their fear in this moment. Right? The glory of the Lord shines all around them. And that would be a shocking thing to see, especially because they're just out there watching over their flocks. Right? They're awake, we know that. They even brag about it, some, right? But I can't imagine they were even remotely prepared for the glory of the Lord to be the thing that begins to shine around them. Thieves, probably, wolves, other predators, maybe they were prepared for that sort of thing. But the glory of the Lord and an angel, that would scare me too. And the angel understands. Right? The angel knows what's going on in this moment. The first words to the shepherds are, "Don't be afraid," which are common words in the Christmas story. We read those words often. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I have some great news for you. The best news. And not just for you, for everyone. Your Savior, the Savior of the world, has been born. And here's how you'll find him. Wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And after the shepherds are treated to a chorus of angels praising God, the shepherds decide they better go check this thing out. And they go with haste to see Jesus. And then they return home, praising and glorifying God. One of the things that I really love about Scripture, about reading the stories of God, is the numerous ways we see like opposites paired together, right? It makes these stories jump off the page. It makes God feel that much more real because he plays at these extremes. We see these contrasting images, images that help us experience the breadth of God's love. We begin the story with the glory of God, the glory of God shining, and with an angel speaking, and then many angels praising God. This huge, incredible, tremendous event. It's big, it's bright, it's glorious. It's this magnificent spectacle. Something only the creator of the universe can make happen. And they do all of that to announce a baby. A baby. A baby in a manger. Wrapped in cloths in Bethlehem. Huge, brilliant, magnificent. And a baby. The first hearers of this message are shepherds. Crusty old shepherds, as our actor said. Definitely unimportant people. But they're given the most important message of all time. Not just for them, for all people. These incredibly unimportant people by societal standards are given this message of good news for everyone. It's at night, right? This all happens at night that the light of the world is announced to the shepherds. God plays at these extremes, brings out this imagery that just makes it jump off the page at the incredible things that God is doing. We have this huge, wide-reaching announcement, right? This good news for all people that is made incredibly small and practical. Here is exactly where you will find him. Right, this good news that spreads to the corners of the earth gets that specific. But here's the manger you will find him in, and here's what he'll be wearing there. In these 13 verses, we read about a grand God. And we also read about an intimate God. God is personal and God is eternal. Rich read us a devotional by Rob DeCote on Tuesday night at our council meeting that challenged us to remember that God is indeed a big God. And it quoted the verse in Ephesians 3:20, which reads, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think." They're words that probably just ring in our minds, that are familiar words for many of us. But do we really let them guide our faith? Do we really let them sink in to the ways that we approach serving God? A big God can do far more abundantly than all we ask or think. That's big. That's big. And bigger than we are often able or willing to believe in. And I've loved reading about the glory of God shining and the angels from the heavens. Over the last couple weeks, I read a book by an astrophysicist named, I should have written down his name, that was silly, Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's a pretty famous astrophysicist, but he wrote a book called Astrophysics for People in a Hurry, which is good. It's this, in theory, like really simple, easy, tiny little book. It's like 150 pages or something like that, but kind of gets to the basics of astrophysics, which is the huge, you know, like light years and the expanse of the galaxy, but also the incredibly tiny, you know, atoms and that kind of stuff. But to think about a God that has created all of that, you know, a God that has created billions of galaxies, and a God that has created atoms so tiny that the eye could never begin to see it. And I love thinking about that in the midst of what God is doing here. Right? God goes far beyond our limited understanding of who God is, far beyond our limited understanding of what God is capable of, and far beyond our limited expectations for how God will work. And that's exactly the God we have to be awake to in this Advent season. The shepherds were awake that evening. And because they were awake, they were introduced to a big God, a God who spoke through angels, a God whose glory shone around them, a God who had a chorus of angels praising him. Because they were awake that night in the field, they were introduced to the Messiah, to the Christ. When we were in Israel and Palestine, we went to the shepherd's fields. There wasn't much field about it. It was kind of this, like it was a nice park, right? Is that? But it was in the middle of city. Like it felt less remote than if you were in Darts Hill. Like it, you could see the city of Bethlehem around it. And it was kind of deflating, actually. Like, it was probably one of my least favorite things to go see because I have this picture in my mind of, like, shepherds being out in the field. Yeah, like, there's an image there that is, like, core to the way I read this. And this was very different. But I feel like it's very true to the kind of awake we need to be in the midst of our world. We're in the midst of all of that. Now, we're in the midst of a city. We're in the midst of chaos, of busyness. And so we have to be awake in a different way than the shepherds, but in a similar way in the midst of what is there now. The shepherds were awake that night in the field. We have to be awake in our mission field here in the city. And because they were awake, they were introduced to the Messiah, to the Christ. But after they met Jesus, there was a completely different kind of awake, a much better awake. Their souls were awake. The shepherds went and they met Jesus. They met the child who was their Savior. And it changed everything. Now they were awake to a world in a completely new way. They were awake to God in a completely new way. And this new awake took hold of their lives immediately. And they returned home glorifying and praising God. They had met the Messiah. They had seen God in flesh. Them. The shepherds. And then in that, they knew, perhaps for the very first time, that they were beloved by their Creator. These shepherds, these unimportant folks, were seen by God. They were known by God. They were valued by God. And they were loved by God. And in meeting Jesus, they were awake to all of this in a brand new way. And so this Advent season, I would invite you to be awake. To be awake to the truth that you are seen, that you are known, that you are valued, and that you are loved by God. By a big, huge, eternal God. Who is also personal and intimate. Be awake to the fact that God is going to do something amazing in you and through you in this season. Allow yourself to be awake through the hustle and the bustle of this season. Allow yourself to be awake through the travel and the food and the gatherings and the gifts and the parties. Be awake to this new thing that God is going to do this Advent season. It's going to be big. Do you ever just have that feeling that God's going to do something really exciting? I can't wait to experience that together this Advent. Heavenly Father, we enter this season with great anticipation, with anticipation for what you will do in the sending of your Son, Jesus, and with anticipation for the things you will do in and through us, knowing it will be far more than we can even imagine. Help us, Lord, to be awake to what you are doing, so that we can participate fully as beloved children of yours. We pray this in the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Emmanuel Covenant Church, located in South Surrey, British Columbia. To learn more, please visit us online at emmanuelcovenant.ca.